Hello, and welcome to this special edition of the Scriptures Are Real podcast. This is an edition that I just wanted to do out of heartfelt love and gratitude for all that President Nelson has done for us. I am so grateful to have been alive and serving under his time as the prophet and the president of the church, and to see the amazing things that happened for all of us because of his prophetic ministry. I know he was not alone in making these decisions, but it was under his guidance that we did things like move towards a more home-centered church and focus on come follow me and having us all study the same things together just before COVID, and the difference that made during our times in COVID, but continues to make today. That's just one example of the amazing prophetic ministry and the way we've all been touched by what President Nelson has done. I'd also thought maybe I'd just share a personal experience. We won't go into the details of why, but I had the opportunity for my family and I to go and spend about 45 minutes with President Nelson in his office. And he had learned everyone's names before we got there. Had everyone's names memorized, so that when we came in and he would ask me to say which person it was, and he would know them and know a little bit about them. You could tell, like, we have a son named Benjamin that goes by BJ. So when I said BJ, he kind of looked at me like, I'm not expecting that when I said his name's Benjamin. Oh, Benjamin, and you served your mission here and here. He was wonderful. So you may or may not know this story about my family, but my wife had her mission call, and then we got engaged 11 days before she was supposed to go into the MTC. So she didn't serve her mission at that time. She has since served a small mission in a miraculous way. But anyway, I guess it's still on her records that she served that mission. So when we came in, and he said, "Oh, Sister Mielstein Julianne," and he started talking to her, and he said, "You served your mission in Arizona, American Sign Language," and she pushed, she looked at him like, "No, I didn't end up serving," which was what she was supposed to do to have made the decision she did. But you could he saw that she looked a little uncomfortable, and he said, "Well, let me just tell you a story." And he talked about when he got called home by his wife from the hospital. He thought it must be some emergency, because she never called him home from the hospital. And then she got there. He got there, and she had both their daughter and a young man there. And she said that she's received a mission or a call from the prophet to serve a mission, and this young man wants her to not go, but instead wants her to marry him. And he said he was the stake president. He just interviewed that young man recently, and he said, "Well, I think he's a wonderful young man. She should marry him." And that's apparently what they ended up doing. And he just shared that story to help Julianne feel at home with him. Like, yeah, I like the decision you made. Anyway, he spent his entire time, you could see, just again and again trying to think of what are things I can do to make these children feel valued. How can I make this a wonderful experience for them? How can I uplift them? Again and again, whether that be giving them opportunities to ask him questions. And you should have seen the way he came alive when he started to answer one of my children's questions by giving some medical analogies. And wow, he was excited and alive and animated. This was all in 2022, by the way. The giving roses to the young ladies that were, well, all the my wife is a young lady, so I guess all the young ladies that were with us. And he truly, honestly cared about each one of us and went out of his way to try to make this as good an experience for us as possible, just the whole time focused on us. You could also see one interesting thing was that he did ask each of the children to share something they admired about their parents, which I was in favor of. And of course, my children sometimes like to tease. I don't know where they got that from. Certainly not me. But anyway, and a couple of them gave somewhat teasing answers that were teasing us as much as complimenting us. And you could tell that was difficult for him. And I thought of when his wonderful wife, Wendy, had said that he just cannot take contention. And I could see it in that moment. He did not like contention. He wasn't unkind to them, nothing, but you could just see by the look on his face, and you kind of turn away and take a second. Even good-natured teasing that I thought was fun, and it was fun and benign to me, was a little bit more contention than he w could take, and that's impressive to me that he is that much like the Savior. It was a wonderful experience. I will also say that as a religious educator, he has been so profound in what he has taught and the way it is so relevant. I've never had such an easy time working. Well, not working. It's not like I had to work at it. Naturally, the things that President Nelson was teaching worked their way into the classroom. Whatever we were talking about, and when we get to parts where this had something to do with the lives of the students, it naturally, something he had said in one of his emphases, and he was so great, good at creating an emphasis that we could all understand, it would just come to mind. So the quote that I've probably used the most often is that, and I'm not giving a perfect quote here, but that the world will teach you that power, popularity, possessions, or pleasures of the flesh will give you peace and rest, but they will not because they cannot. And that was so applicable in so many places. But so, of course, it was the emphasis on covenants and the think celestial and hearing him and letting God prevail in our lives. It's so many things that were so going to the temple, so many things that he taught that were so relevant and so powerful because they were so clearly stated. And I'll also say that's something I look forward to with President Oaks, who I have a testimony of as the prophet, as the leader of the church. And I know God has prepared him. I've listened to his biography. I know God has prepared him. He also teaches clearly. He is fun and has a great sense of humor. It's not always easy for everyone to see that, but he has a great sense of humor and is very loving and at the same time is so clear in his teachings and wants so much just to do what God wants him to do. We have been blessed to serve and live under the direction of President Russell M. Nelson, and we will be blessed to serve under the direction of President Dallin H. Oaks. Coincidentally, and I'm so pleased, I have to think that this is at least somewhat inspiration. And the last week's episode, where we covered with Robert Millett, Section 107, as we were winding up, I felt to ask him to share a story that I had heard him share before about the succession of the presidency between President Lee and President Kimball. And for me, it's a very touching story and one that's very important for all of us right now. It's in the last, like, 5 minutes, I think, somewhere in there, the last couple minutes of that episode, the episode on Section 107 with Robert Millett on my podcast, The Scriptures Are Real. I would encourage everyone to go and listen to that part of that episode, if not the whole episode. And the whole episode, actually, Section 107 is, again, fantastic to have just been studying as we see this, because it's about priesthood keys and it's about apostolic leadership. And I can't think of a better thing to be studying and to be talking about right now as we prepare for General Conference with a new president of the church. And right now, I don't know if the first presidency will be reorganized by then or not, but certainly as president of the Quorum of the Twelve, he is the president of our church and leading our church, President Oaks. And to think through the keys that are spoken about in Section 107, it's worth your studying that again. And I think it would be worth your listening to what Brother Millett had to say about those keys in general and the apostleship in general, but in specific, that story shared at the end of the episode. And I hope we can all behave the way that he describes in there and that realize how blessed we are to live in a day where we have a modern prophet, where God speaks to us through prophets. I feel bad for everyone who doesn't recognize that, because it's such a blessing to have modern prophets. I'm grateful for President Nelson. I'm grateful for President Oaks. I'm grateful that God loves us all enough to speak to us through his prophets. And I testify that he does. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.